sister Ellen. She's on the other line.
Hi, Bob.
And we're here on a rehab, and we were deprogrammed by Ted a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I really, and so far, my experience has just been that, you know, I see a lot of inconsistencies, like in my experience of what I experienced in knowledge, you know, a lot of different things with the premies and all, but there's so, I was in the ashram for a year, and then I was like a premie for about 5 years. And I just have a real association with Maharaji, you know, the person, the man, that I really need to see through, you know, and I just felt like talking to you would really help me because...
Okay, well, good. You know, anything I can say that would... Just feel free to ask me anything.
Well, mostly, just what were some of your experiences of Maharaji? That, you know, you were with him, obviously, a lot, and I knew about, you know, you. And I also heard a lot of things about you when you left and, you know, since then and stuff. And so I can't say there isn't some kind of subconscious bias there. But
well, you know, there was a lot of effort to deprecate my, you know, my character as a result of my disaffection with the group. And that, of course, is something that I knew would inevitably happen once I had made the decision to leave.
Uh-huh.
But if you've been involved for any length of time at all, you know that after I left, I didn't really say anything against Maharaji at all, or in any way try to expose what I felt was deception at the core of the mission until after that incident in Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, I just felt I couldn't keep these things to myself any longer. It was, I was, even though I had left, I was still in a way covering up for him just by the absence of having ever spoken out. And I didn't want that kind of thing on my conscience, given the similarities in the decay of Jim Jones and the ultimate impact that he had on his followers, and the kind of decay that I saw Maharaji going through physically and mentally prior to leaving.